Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
And now,
my fellow citizens,
my fellow Americans,
allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Gabe Ramirez, live on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Gonna be paying homage to Derrick Rose at the end of this segment, as we lead into Herm Edwards, who will be hanging out with us at 6:25. Yes, that Herm Edwards. What up, my people? It is Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you guys on 670 The Score. Excited to have followed Spiegel and Holmes. That was exciting because I don't get to see them. I mean, those are my guys. So the fact that they're on together makes me feel so good. And then I walk in here and I see them and I get good vibes before I get on the air. So that makes me feel good. In turn, I get to share the energy with you guys. And as mentioned, I will be talking a bit about Derrick Rose at the end of this segment. Not at the front end, at the end. But I do want to say this. When was the last time you felt confident about a Bears victory heading into a Sunday? And I don't mean naively as a Bear meathead, because that's every Sunday. That's not. I mean, let's be honest. But I'm talking about where you were going into a weekend and you said to yourself, hey, Bears are going to win. And I feel that confidently. I want to bet the -3.5. I think they're going to handle business. Caleb Williams is, you know, it looked good, you know, better against the Rams. I'm seeing everybody talk about it. Mark Sanchez, Kurt Warner, everybody's talking about it. And it has me feeling good. I'm curious, when the last time you felt that way? 312-644-6767. You can text in. I'll be reading them off as we continue along here. You can also call if you'd like. I don't hate that as well. We got Tyler Buterbaugh handling business today as our producer extraordinaire. Now, you start feeling good about this Bears team because of what has been happening over the years. Regardless of how you feel about Coach Eberflus in the present, regardless of how you feel about Ryan Poles and his lack of attention to the offensive line in the present, right? Don't forget two picks next year that will be utilized there. So then you say to yourself, well, it began also with the trade with Carolina. And you see where they're at. You know, Bryce Young sitting on the bench, making jokes with Andy Dalton during the game. I don't know if you saw that clip or not. So Coach Eberflus talked to the media today, as did Caleb Williams. Want to play some stuff from them. Start off with Coach Eberflus, a guy who is in charge of the team that you feel confident about going into this weekend. Coach Eberflus. And it was funny because they got into this discourse with not only Flus, but Caleb as well about the trade with Carolina. And here's Flus talking about that trade and what was going on in his mind and around him during that time. Listen.
It's really remarkable when you think about it, how it all fell together like that. So it's, again, a lot of that's luck. I mean, a lot of that you can't predict. But it's also putting yourself in position. Ryan Poles and his staff, you know, did a great job of that. And, you know, there's a couple of players that we could have been going for at the time. And, man, I'm sure glad we got DJ. So it worked out well. And, again, we just got to keep working and getting better as a football team.
It's funny when they make people think back to that time. You heard Poles talk about it during training camp and Hard Knocks on HBO. And that glimmer in his eye when he spoke about trading for the assets that he was able to receive. That was great. But as a result of it, you heard Flus mention you do get a DJ Moore, who is as kind as you would imagine and simply wants to win and contribute to this Bears team in any way that he can. Another part of that, obviously, Caleb Williams, your first overall pick, a savior. Let's not forget, a savior for a team. You can try to hide your feelings if you want to. But deep down inside, you want Caleb to take you to that promised land. Therefore, he is your savior in the present. It's okay to admit it deep down inside. I'll say it for you. And there are things that he's been doing as of late. You saw 8 for 9 against the Blitz when he faced the Rams. And Coach Eberflus continued on that path of talking about, you know, when you're talking about the trade from Carolina, you have to talk about the assets that you get in return. One of those, Caleb Williams. And he talked about how, in fact, he is built. He himself, Caleb Williams, built to beat the Blitz.
I do know that he can get the ball out fast. You can certainly see that, you know, with the play design. Also, when screens, when he gets pressure there, he can get the ball out pretty quick. So I know he's built to do that for sure.
Now, that was the knock on him initially, right? It's like a new player in the bigs. I'm talking about MLB, right? If it's Saya, then it's like, hey, get him with the off-speed stuff. Get him. Got to understand how to work around that. And that's exactly what happened with Caleb Williams. Hey, you got to put pressure on him. The guy can't throw on the pressure. The assumption there, and it's a lot of analysts have been saying this in the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, I'm talking about last week and this week, where, oh, DeAndre Swift, oh, terrible. He's a third down back. I can't tell you how many people said that. And I'm like, you do understand he was a Pro Bowler last year. And the guy we're going to talk to in the 7 o'clock hour, Clay Harbor, who he and I, we do Believe in Bears, the podcast together. He's like, yeah, Gabe, but you know, Clay used to play for the Eagles. Gabe, but he was running behind one of the best offensive line in the league. Okay, fair. But does it take away from his skill set and who he is as a player? Is the assumption he's going to get 27 yards week in and week out for the Chicago Bears team? No, that's ridiculous. So again, with the Blitz and Caleb Williams, and why you feel, again, this all comes back to why you feel confident going into Sunday that the Bears win. And I understand it's against Carolina, and I understand you might say, right, the cynic in you would say, well, Andy Dalton, you got to be careful. Deontay Johnson's playing well. Xavier Leggett is a dog. Yes, we know that. But that's, Kyle Long told you, you should not think like that anymore, Bears fans. And that's why we have the luxury of going into a Sunday feeling good and confident that the Bears should win this game after what they did Sunday against the Rams. So you throw Caleb Williams out there, and they say he can't hit the curve. So he adjusts. Why? Because he is a good player. And he himself talked about beating the Blitz on Sunday.
I think for me it's understanding what we need as a team right now in the moment, which is no turnovers, protecting the football, and then being smart with the football. You know, regardless of, you know, what the score is, first half or anything like that, all of our games have come down to the wire. So understanding that, and you know, if I can not turn the ball over and find a way to get those extra points, those, you know, extra 3 points, those extra, you know, the extra 7, you know, removing those interceptions, you know, it helps the team in a long way. And I think honestly, just getting more comfortable. You know, you learn from all your mistakes, and that's what I've been doing. Those interceptions, those messed up plays that I may have had, you know, the rookie mistakes, as they call them, just learning from those as fast as possible.
It's one thing to get advice. It's another thing to take it. It's another thing to implement it. And we've seen that from Caleb Williams, which has been really cool to watch, right? Whether it's a check down, whether it's, you know, taking the sack and letting Torrey Taylor do his thing. It's been fun to watch in real time. That I will say. And the cynic in me would say, is what I'm watching real, which is, you know, someone getting better over time. That's being thrown into a situation. We've all been there before. Starting your brand new job. 5 years later, you're not who you were, right? You're a machine right now. They can't hire anybody else because you're the best person for that position. And the same thing holds true for Caleb, or at least that's what we're hoping. It's Gabe Ramirez here on 670 The Score, hanging out with you guys till 9. We got Herm Edwards, former NFL coach, going to be jumping on right around 6:25. Obviously, he's coached Jaden Daniels as well, so we'll be able to talk about Jaden and Caleb, the comparisons, what it's like getting a guy that young and seeing him blossom into this space while the pressure is still on him to continue to grow, even at this level. That's an interesting conundrum that we'll get to talk to Herm Edwards about. But in the present, Coach Eberflus understands that he needs to move him along slowly. You heard him talking to Nick Saban in Hard Knocks as well about his quarterback that he was inheriting. So Eberflus talked today about increased responsibility for Caleb Williams.
That's an evolution thing, right? You know, so you give him some, you know, when you first start out, you know, and he, like I said, he always leveled up every single time. And that's just where we are right now. So he just kept leveling up. And it's the same thing with games. You know, when you put games together, first one was at home, you know, was okay, right? Second one in the noise, right? Then we improved in the noise the next week, got more production. You know, and then last week was just an evolution of that, getting more production out of the group, you know, dispersing the ball around like we're supposed to, playing point guard like we talk about, and playing clean football. And that's what last week was. We played good, clean football from that position.
And not only that position, but the team as a whole. I did the overnight show Monday, Plumbers 911 Football Monday, midnight to 5 a.m. The least amount of calls I'd had in all the years doing overnights for a Bears football game. And I'll tell you why. And I said it on the radio overnight. I said Bears fans were sleeping comfortably on Sunday night. No one was up late pulling their hair out, trying to figure out what they have to do. No, everybody's head was in their pillow. They were like, ah, Monday, sunshine, butterflies, rainbows.
The first time I got like 8 hours of sleep that night.
That's what I'm saying. Tyler Buterbaugh holding out producer duties today. That is what I'm saying. Everyone was happy. And it feels good. And then this week comes, you're facing Carolina, and you say, yeah, you beat them because it increases your draft capital. It makes you feel good as you're above 500. Again, Bears fans, I ask you, when was the last time you felt good going into a Sunday about the Bears? 630 says, haven't felt this confident since 2018. Dude, that's 6 years ago. 6 years since you felt good about a Sunday. Think about that. Not that you were hoping. Not that you were talking to your boys about what the Bears need to do. Not that you're complaining about something. No. That you're like, yeah, Carolina, what's up? What are you guys doing on Sunday, man? Yeah, we can watch that. I'm like, nobody's tripping. 2018? It's great. Oh, man. But Caleb Williams obviously is a big part of that. And I think what has made people feel good right now, not only the players, but the fans, is that in the beginning of the season, even I myself thought the Bears are passing the ball way too much. This is not their identity. They should not force Caleb Williams into an empty set five wide receiver Matt Nagy type offense for Mitch Trubisky. No, that should not be the case. Run the ball. You got DeAndre Swift. You thought you had Herbert. You know, you have Roschon. These are workhorses that you can give the ball to. You thought that was the case. And then you saw a week, obviously, against the Texans. You're throwing the ball 50-some times. Last week felt much more balanced, and that's where you felt good. So Caleb, he talked to the media today on just that. On what we as a fan base have been trying to figure out, and that is the identity, the offensive identity of the Chicago Bears?
I don't know if I have that answer specifically down yet. We're definitely figuring it out. And it's, like I said a few weeks ago, it had to happen sooner rather than later. And it's happened pretty soon, you know, I would say. And us figuring out, I think last game is a huge stepping stone for us to be able to go versus a team like that. And coaches like that, coaches that's, you know, won Super Bowl, quarterback that's won a Super Bowl on the other side. There's a lot of knowledge over there. And so, you know, being able to get the run game going, you know, be pretty balanced, I would say, run game, pass game wise, and get all of that going. I think we're taking the right steps in the direction. But I think especially with all the new additions that we have, I think, you know, we expected and wanted to happen faster. But, you know, this is the process that we're in. And so, you know, happy to come out with the win last week, but definitely figuring it out, you know, very soon.
Disappointing, right? Think about it. You're a Bears fan. You're watching this team. You're 4 weeks in. They asked the quarterback, what's your offensive identity? We don't know yet. That's disappointing.
That right? doesn't really raise confidence as fans that they have this kind of going the right direction. You know what I mean?
The thing is, Tyler, we as fans know what the identity should be. You should not be a gunslinging 40 time a game. No. Not now.
No.
Not now. Maybe in 2 years. Maybe when I've said this to a lot of people. Caleb Williams is still young. Think about yourself when you were in your early 20s, right? I'm talking about us grown men that are out here, right? I'm over 30. So when you were in your early 20s, you were still like, I said this to a caller on overnights. I said, my 29-year-old self would whoop my 22-year-old self. Whoop. Like, it's not even close, right? Just, it's like grown man strength. Like, 22-year-old self, you're like, come on. You're like a scrawny kid, thinks you know everything, right? Now, when you put that into NFL terms, Caleb, what he is right now and what he will be at 26, like, that's scary. 3-4 years removed from this moment. And I'm talking about just from like a human standpoint, body growth, muscle structure. So that's exciting. And we've seen that growth even in the short time that we've been able to watch Caleb. We would like an offensive identity, but I think in the present, it should be one that is heavily leaning on the run, regardless of success or not, because ultimately you still have confidence in Caleb Williams to handle third and medium. In the event that your running game isn't working, you still have confidence. Why? Because you threw the ball on first and second. So, again, that is coming along, and I'm sure they'll figure it out eventually what they feel like is confident and the perfect mix for the Chicago Bears. But he certainly felt more comfortable, whether it was the checkdowns, whether it was it being simply his fourth game, him being at home in Chicago. But he talked about just being more comfortable as a whole this last weekend.
I don't know if that's the case. I think throughout these past couple weeks or 4 weeks, I guess, I've been getting more comfy at getting back into the flow of playing football, getting back in the flow of getting up there, making checks, you know, taking a few hits, all of that. I think the biggest thing is just myself, just getting back into the flow. It's a new everything for me, being here. And so getting to the flow, making sure I'm, you know, Shane and I are on the same page that when he calls a play and we have alerts and things like that, that we're on the same page. So, yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, so I think ultimately getting ready for that moment and, you know, continuing to be better is what we want from him. And I think it's going to be great to continue to watch that because, like I said, when was the last time you felt confident going into a Sunday? You might have to go back and look at that. All right. Herm Edwards coming up 6:25. Going to be able to talk to him about, you know, having a young quarterback at a young age and seeing that growth and what that's like. And of course, a myriad of other questions regarding the NFC North. But I did mention that I was going to talk to you a little bit about my Derrick Rose speech. Can I get some like Bulls music in the background while I do this? This would be great. And I'll just start and you just fade it in while I start. Because I have this, you know, obviously we know Derrick Rose Day is going to be happening at the United Center. And a lot of people are like, oh my God, should Derrick Rose get his jersey retired? Well, let me make this clear. Derrick Rose deserves to have his jersey hanging in the rafters at the United Center. This is no question asked. I mean, if you're from Chicago, you already know why. But I can break it down for anyone who might not get it, right? Because Derrick Rose, I mean, look, he didn't just play basketball, right? He carried the weight of Chicago on his back from day one. The youngest MVP in NBA history, 22 years old. He led a team that had been stuck in the shadows of Michael Jordan for over a decade. And what did he do? He made us all believe again. Not just in the Bulls, but ourselves. Averaging 25-8 in that MVP season. Best record in the league. That's not impressive, ladies and gentlemen. That is legendary. And you can't gloss over the fact that Derrick Rose was from Inglewood. Again, he wasn't playing for himself. He was playing for us, for the people who grew up on the west side, on the south side, on the north side, in the burbs. He was the blueprint when he was here for Chicago toughness. Whether it was exploding to the rim, fearless in the face of LeBron James. His knees gave out, ladies and gentlemen, because he gave us everything. Every dunk, every crossover, every clutch shot. And people harp on the injuries. They were devastating. I was devastated every playoff. But you cannot measure the impact of a man by his setbacks. You measure him by how he keeps coming back. And Derrick Rose did that in spades. He fought back. He kept grinding. You know why? Because that's what Chicago does. We don't quit. Retiring his jersey isn't just about stats. It's about what he himself means to the city. Derrick Rose made the Bulls relevant again. The number one jersey, I mean, come on. We see it on the streets of Chicago. It stands for pride, resilience, hope. And that's why it belongs in the rafters. Come on, Derrick Rose is Chicago. What are we talking about? All right, like I said, man. Herm Edwards will join us next. We'll discuss Jaden Daniels. We'll discuss the Chicago Bears. Make sure you're here for it. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
First and goal, and Daniels trying to follow his block. Jaden Daniels to the end zone, and he's got a touchdown.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Hanging out with you guys till 9 o'clock here on 670. It is Gabe Ramirez, and we're going to be talking about this Bears game, or excuse me, these Bears players, but before Chicago takes on Carolina, tune in Sunday morning from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelio's. You could join Lawrence Holmes, Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, as they'll get you set for the game live from Wonderverse in Oak Brook. Then immediately following the game, Lawrence, Olin, Manley, they're going to have instant reaction from Wonderverse on the Great Clips post-game show presented by Sony Pictures, Wonderverse, Chicago. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. All right, our next guest joins us on the Circuit Resort and Casino in Las Vegas hotline, home of the world's largest sportsbook. It's ESPN analyst, former NFL college head coach, played in the league for 10 years. You know exactly who I'm talking about. It is none other than Herm Edwards. Herm, welcome to the show. It's great to talk with you.
Well, thank you. And obviously, when you look at the first 4 weeks in the National Football League, there's some teams sitting there where you're going, really?
Yeah.
And there's some other teams you're shaking your head going, what happened? Right?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, one of them is in the NFC North, right? And it is the Vikings. I know a lot of people were down on them in the beginning, not only because of the drafting of J.J. McCarthy, but also the signing of Sam Darnold. When you saw that initially, Coach, what did you think was in store for the Minnesota Vikings with those with that signing?
Well, you know, Kevin O'Connell is a former quarterback. He's actually played with my son at San Diego State. So I think when they went out and got Darnold, it was more of we don't want to rush the young guy. We got a veteran guy in here that I think can play in our system. And lo and behold, has it looked good? I mean, they are an outstanding football team. And I think what gets covered up, obviously, is their defense. Their defense does a nice job creating pressure.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Making the quarterback hold the ball because of the different looks they have defensively. So if you'd have thought after 4 weeks they'd be 4-0 and winning this division, you'd have won a lot of money down there where you're at, right?
I would have loved for them to talk to me and text me something like that. I would have loved. Another team that is obviously surprising a lot of people, maybe not to you, the Washington Commanders, right? Jaden Daniel comes out. I was one of these people, Coach. I'll be honest. I came out and I said, hey, man, maybe because I was a homer, right? I'm from Chicago, Chicago Bears fan.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, Jaden Daniels said he's the beneficiary of a Malik Nabers, of a Brian Thomas Jr., right? Having played with guys like Herm at ASU, having done this, I thought that, you know, last year, despite the Heisman success. But you probably looked at it from a different lens, didn't you?
Yeah, I've known Jaden for a long, you know, high school kid. I mean, so
you recruited him. To it.
Yes.
Okay.
He was at ASU for me. I hid there 2-3 years and then obviously in LI and all that other stuff. And I don't even want to get into that, but it's not surprising. You know, I still communicate with Jaden. I talk to him once a week, no different than I did when he was at LSU. And I just think, you know, the moment's going to be never too big for him. And I told him when he was in college, I said, you know, you remind me of, and you know, he looked at me and I said, Randall Cunningham. You know, I played with Randall and Philly, and they were about the same height, same kind of delivery of a football. And he has great touch, Jaden, on the long ball. He can throw the long pass, right? You know, he has running skills. There's no doubt about that. So I just think the more he plays, the better he's going to get. And now all of a sudden Washington and that organization and that fan base, they have hope.
Yeah, they've done a great job, you know, obviously with their coordinators, head coach coming in. You know, obviously establishing a strong identity. But, Coach, I want to go back to, you know, Jaden, what you thought of him, and then coming into the league, right? Because so many people here in Chicago and everywhere else were dead set on a guy like Caleb. So when you're looking at them and you see these analysts come in, obviously you have a different perspective because you coached them, you recruited them. But I don't want to say where's the error, but, like, when you're looking at the two of them, I mean, obviously you see a difference.
No, there's no error.
Right.
And I think, you know, we're looking at Jaden Daniels, so all these young quarterbacks are getting judged by his success.
And successes, you know, come at different times. And you know, Caleb is a guy, when you think about him in college, he loved to play off schedule. You know, that's one of his strong suits, playing off schedule, right? And I think, he's learned a valuable lesson in the NFL. You can do that every once in a while, but you got to play on schedule. That's the key. Because when you don't do that, those guys up front blocking for you, it's different. It's different than the NFL trying to block a guy for 2.5 seconds, 3 seconds at the most.
Right.
Those guys expecting you to be in the pocket. And then all of a sudden you start playing off schedule and, you know, you're getting penalties and, they're grabbing guys. They're going, well, where's this guy at? See, so I just think, you know, the expectations were so high on this young man. You know, when he came out of college, he went to two different schools. His whole deal was, I got to score 40. Because when he played in college, look, they didn't have much defense when he played. You know, this was a high-scoring offense when he was involved in it. Right. You come to Chicago, and he's saying, hey, man, I got to score a point. That's his DNA. Well, he's got to slow down now. And I thought last week he played a little bit better. You know, you can't give up on him. Don't do that. You know, it's just it takes time. He's a rookie. Don't lose sight of that. And, you know, he's going to continue to get better.
So, like, when coaching rookies like you have, what is that balance between letting them learn through experience and protecting them from making too many early mistakes?
Well, yeah, and, you know, they're going to – it's funny, when you start a rookie quarterback, the first thing I used to do, I walked in the defensive room. I told the defensive guys.
Take it easy on them.
Well, no, our defensive guys, I told them, I said, look, he's going to throw it to the bad guys every once in a while because that's what they do. You know, and the defense starts chuckling. I said, when he does, if he doesn't throw it for a score, they run it back, you got to hold him to a field goal. And they look at you like, yeah, coach, we got it. And I said, we're okay, boys. We're on the same page. But then you got to tell the quarterback, hey, look, you know, the worst thing you can do is give it to him, because the only way we want to give the ball to the opponent is kick it. Either punt it, kick a field goal, or you kick the point after. That's how we want to give the other team the ball. You kick it to him. And you try to tell them that story and say, did you hear me? You understand? And they're shaking their head. Yeah, I got it, coach. And in the first series, they throw an interception. You're going, he ain't got it yet, but he's going to be all right. You got to live with it.
Yeah.
You know, people forget. Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions.
Rookie year, huh?
Right? I mean, Troy Aikman won one football game. People lose sight of all that. But the problem now, it's a quarterback-driven league. And you put so much on these young guys' back, and I go back to the good old deal. When you draft a first-round quarterback, you better make sure of this. You better make sure you got a running back, because you want it to go through the running back with a rookie quarterback. Let the running back take some heat off him so he's not in third and long situations. Get some first downs for him. Run the dadgum football, man. Run the ball. Don't put it in this guy's plate too fast.
We're talking to Herm Edwards, former NFL head coach, ESPN analyst here on 670 The Score. Gabe Ramirez here with you. And you mentioned the running game. And, you know, I'm a big fan of DeAndre Swift. But I'm also a big fan of running the ball close to 20 times a game, you know, with a particular back, right? So, yeah. I mean, you hear a lot about, you know, what it takes, because the Bears obviously made the decision to rebuild around the rookie quarterback rather than develop the veteran. So do you feel like what they put around him is good enough to have him in the present? Because I think in Chicago, just to be honest, we here are not putting Super Bowl expectations on this team, right? We're trying to be in that little screen on the side in week 15 where it says in the hunt. I think most Bears fans are okay with that. And if they sneak in, then that's cool. Do you think that Ryan Poles in the present, because a lot of people are talking about the offensive line, the running game prior to Sunday's game, do you think it was enough around Caleb? Because you mentioned the running back room.
Well, I think it is, and I just think they've got to look at themselves now. And this is what all teams are going to do, to be quite honest. After 4 weeks of play, because you don't play in the preseason anymore, these guys don't play preseason football,
right?
And that harms a lot of guys. It just does, and it harms teams. So now you look at yourself after 4 weeks, and you have to ask yourself, now what are we? What type of team are we right now? Not what we inspired to be when the season started. We've played games now. So this is when I say the coaching comes in. Whether it be on offense or defense, you got enough tape on these guys. They played live football games. You know your strengths. You know your deficiencies. And now you got to play to the strengths of the players you have. And whatever you got to do to adjust that system, you have to do that now. Can't let your ego get in the way, because now it's about the players. This is what these guys can do, and this is what we have to do now, guys. That's got to be the head coach's thought. That's the head coach is delivering that message in all them rooms. I know we had aspired to be in the preseason, but I got four games out now that have counted, and this is what we are. So let's figure it out.
Talk to me about a guy like Shane Waldron coming into a situation like this to coach Caleb Williams, to, you know, having had coaching experience in Seattle, but then coming here, major market, a lot of eyes on you. I've been joking all week, Herm. I've been talking to people and saying, can you name the offensive coordinator from Seattle? No, you can't. And nobody can name him, because I tell them eyes aren't on that man. But Shane Waldron, you hear his name because it's associated with guys. Have you been in a situation where you're dealing with new coordinators, or you yourself being one, where, you know, it's a different kind of a pressure coming on you?
Well, it is. And I think, you know, especially when you coach a quarterback. Now, you know, you know him from afar, but you don't know him. Well, now you got some DNA. Now you know what makes him click and what makes him tick. And now this is where you and that quarterback got to sit together and go, okay, now, here it is. You tell me what you want. See, Cliff Kingsbury has an advantage with Jaden. Cliff Kingsbury was in Arizona when Jaden was at ASU. Mm. So he's watched Jaden play. He knows Jaden. Cliff Kingsbury was on my team with the Jets at one time. So he has an advantage. He coached Kyler Murray, so he's coached this kind of quarterback in his systems, even in college. But at Arizona State, Cliff Kingsbury watched Jaden Daniels play.
Right.
So when they draft him, it's like, I know what I'm getting. This ain't new.
Right.
I've seen this before.
Right. The second go-around, I know what to do with it now. It's a little different.
You know, and he sees the kid, and they got a great relationship.
Now, you know, speaking of Jaden and Caleb, I mean, these are two young men that are asking to go into these organizations and really change the culture, right? Yeah. And we talk about that a lot and use that phrase, and it's overstated. But Chicago struggled with consistency and culture, right, with the change in coaches and such, Washington as well. Do you see these gentlemen, because obviously it's a difference when you're going into an NFL with grown men. Right. I mean, you could be a leader in college and be the rah-rah guy. But how does that translate their leadership abilities at a college level when they're coming in as a rookie and that same pressure is being put on them to lead men?
Well, and it's tough because he's the quarterback. Right.
Right.
And now all of a sudden you got an offensive lineman that's been in the league 10 years. And you almost have to understand when it's time for you to speak, but when to let those guys speak. This is kind of the transition phase that the Philadelphia Eagles are going in right now. Right? Their two veteran guys were in the locker room. Jalen Hurts is a fine leader, but he had Kelce as on offense at the center position, right? So they had two big-time leaders too, and now they're no longer there. And so now you see this kind of stormy romance between the head coach and the quarterback.
Which is wild.
It's just, you know, there's always drama, but I do believe this, is that, you know, the thing we see, we don't like time, especially when you've maybe missed. I shouldn't say missed, but maybe mismanaged the quarterback. Because a lot of these quarterbacks have been mismanaged. We see that now. We see Sam Darnold. We see Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
We see Jared Goff. We go on and on. We see guys with second opportunities, Geno Smith. And maybe they were mismanaged. And maybe they were a little immature, too. Kind of works both ways. And they had to go somewhere else and get knocked around a little bit before they found their way. Now, I hope that doesn't happen to Caleb Williams. I don't think it will. But I do know this. Regardless of what Caleb Williams does, when you coach the Chicago Bears, this fan base that the Chicago has, the one thing that has to – the most important thing, you got to play defense. I mean, it's just – you have to play defense, period. And we don't – they don't care who the quarterback is. You got to play defense. It's inbred in that fan base. It's like in Philadelphia.
It sure is.
You got to play defense.
You do.
The Pittsburgh Steelers got to play defense.
Yeah. We'll figure it out on offense, but you got to play defense.
Yeah. I mean, think about Justin Fields. Justin Fields goes over there, and all of a sudden he's going, shoot, man, all I got to do is score 17 points.
Because
defense don't let them have but 10.
Yep.
And then we're going to run the ball 30 times a game. You're a quarterback saying, hey, man, this is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, he's like, this is all I got to do. All right, I got to ask you before I let you go, Herm.
Sure.
NFC North, how do you see it shaking up? You know, obviously you got the Vikings as the front runner, a Packers team that dealt with some injuries, a Lions squad that's playing well. You know, how do you see it shaking up?
I think it's you know, you can't dismiss Detroit. I think Green Bay is still good. I think it's a three-way race. I do think Chicago gets better. I think they'll be competitive by week eight. I believe in Caleb Williams will be a different quarterback. He'll be a different quarterback. He's a strong-minded guy. You know, he just has to continue to – he's been humbled, and that's sometimes good to get humbled. And now how do you react to that, right? And so I just think don't give up on these guys too soon, man. It's just – and I know it's easy to do because we live in an I-want-it-now world, but you got to hang in there and just say, hey, it's going to be this way for a while. But if he is your franchise quarterback, and hopefully he is, and this thing turns, he'll be there for a decade. And that's a good thing.
Way to end on a high note. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Herm, I appreciate your time, man. This was great. I look forward to chatting with you again soon, all right?
Anytime, my friend. Thank you.
Herm Edwards, ESPN analyst, former NFL head coach, college head coach, coached Jaden Daniels, recruited him, played in the league for 10 years, was a killer DB. My daughter would say, Poppy, we don't say killer. But he was. It's great. That was good stuff right there. And I understand what he says about Caleb Williams and getting better. It's one thing. It's just we have to remember that football is not Madden. We don't pick up a controller and everyone's playing at an optimal level against the opposing team and we just kind of figure out some nuances in between. No, there's still a game. There's actual minds and brains and nuances that are happening throughout. And so, you know, got to give them some time. They get better over time. Now, that's something that Madden should do, not just in career mode. Like, if you're playing a game and you complete, like, a really good pass, then maybe Brock Purdy gets, like, 4 extra points. You know, his rating goes up. You know, it's like in the game, real time. You know, who knows what happens there.
I would love that.
Yeah, tell me about it. All right, so we go from American football to football. I know nobody was really watching Champions League except for me, but my favorite team lost, and oddly, I like the Yankees of soccer. So who lost, and what NFL wide receiver is quietly asking for a trade? And by quietly, I mean loudly all over the internet. We'll discuss both on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
We're back. Live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Yay, yay, yay. That's what I want to see. Everyone see that. Good evening, everyone. It is Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score. And look, Devontae Adams is trying to escape from L.A. But I want you to do a different kind of escape, all right? Right now, if you're riding in your car and you're thinking, man, I would love a nice little date night with my girl, my boys, or my kid, or whatever it might be, you can be the sixth caller right now to win a $150 gift card to the church. The church. It's an unchartered escape room at Wonderverse. And if I'm not mistaken, Wonderverse is where these guys are going to be broadcasting for on Sunday. Yeah, Wonderverse in Oak Brook. Oh, this is great. So caller number six right now, 312, that's the easy part, 540. 0670. I'm trying to say it the most memorable way possible. 540-0670, because it's not the regular line that we have here, okay? 312-540-0670. Caller number six. Tyler Buterball's back there handling business. Caller number six, we got you, and we're going to take care of you. $150 gift card to the church Uncharted Escape Room at Wonderverse. All right. Devontae Adams is trying to escape, too. It's wild, ain't it? It's wild because I watched receivers last year and it very much seemed like he was a guy that wanted to be a part of whatever was going on there. And the fact that he, you know, he signs the big deal, he wants to get out, and people are just automatically saying, oh, well, he's going to go to the Jets. They have the cap space and they could absorb the contract and he'll want to go. No, he doesn't. What? Why would you want to go somewhere where the quarterback who you're chasing. It's like you're chasing your best friend that doesn't like you, because he might only be there for a year, and then you're stuck in purgatory again. That's the last place I'd probably want to go. I'd want to build something. Where he probably wants to go is Washington. And I know Herm Edwards said that Jaden Daniels has a great deep ball. You know who else I heard that about? Justin Fields. And you know, I hate to throw that. Sorry for all the Justin Fields lovers out there. I didn't mean to do that. But I more so meant it to say, if you've watched the first four games, the area where Jaden Daniels struggles the most, where he threw his interceptions on Sunday, was past the 25-yard line or 25-yard marker. Any throw in that area was suspect. So Devontae Adams could help with that, right? Somebody of that stature. There have been some other teams that have been thrown out there as well. But damn, man. You get your money, you're out of there. The Raiders, oof. This is what happens with an organization when you run into a couple of hiccups like that. It's tough, man. I feel bad for that fan base. But, man, maybe they should have traded Max Crosby and such to the Bears when they wanted a particular draft pick from the organization. That would have been a good thing. All right. I mentioned, because I only got a couple minutes left before I switch this up, that I was going to give a little love, just a small little amount of love to Champions League. And the reason why is because I'm a Bayern fan. When during COVID in 2020, that was the only thing that was on at 8 in the morning. I had a brand new baby, so I was up late. Shout out to everybody that experienced that same thing. So I like Bayern. They were winning. Lewandowski was scoring goals. Thomas Muller was doing well. And I started following them, and then a buddy of mine said, you can't follow Bayern. That's like following the Yankees. Like, that's just not fun. You're following a juggernaut. So then I went over to the Premier League, and I started following Newcastle, who, a couple years after I started following them in 2020, went to Champions League last year. But now they're just mid. Anyway, I bring it up because Bayern lost today. Lost a lot of people money. I was at Cleo's over on Chicago and Damon. A lot of people upset about that one. But they played against Aston Villa, who is in the Premier League as well. And this is all coming full circle for you as a Chicagoans. This is a Chicago story. Don't worry. I'm not going to let you down. John Duran scored the goal for Aston Villa. And guess who he used to play for? Your Chicago Fire. I'll say it like Tico, who does the voice for the Chicago Fire. This is an alumni. We should be feeling good in the Champions League, the creme de la creme of soccer. Someone, I know all the Chicago Fire fans are rolling their eyes right now because the boys, they're playing tonight, but they're not going to make it to the playoffs. But still, it lets you know that, you know, hey, at a time, talent was able to get recognized and they played for them. So shout out to all my soccer fans that were watching Champions League today. And if your team is in Champions League, then congratulations to you. All right. 7 o'clock hour, we got Clay Harbor hanging out with us at 7:25. But I want to circle back on a relationship, a specific relationship, and it is between Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams and DJ Moore. Obviously, both of those guys are going to be on the Bears for the next several years, barring a trade, as is Caleb Williams. Whose relationship do you want to see blossom more? Is it the relationship between Caleb and Rome? Or is it the relationship between Caleb and DJ? I have my answer. I want to hear from you, though. 312-644-6767. When you're thinking about the offense of the Chicago Bears, whose relationship do you want to be stronger in your mind? Who needs to be stronger for the benefit of the Bears? Is it Caleb and Rome or Caleb and DJ? 312-644-6767. Your calls next, and I'll give you my opinion as well. We'll do it on the other side. It's Gabe Ramirez right here on 670 The Score.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.